From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the Community Podcast. This podcast brings you the top stories from the Rockdale Newton Citizen and the Morgan Citizen. Today is Thursday, March 21st, and happy 61st birthday to actor Matthew Broderick.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Keith Ippolito, and here are your top stories presented by Drake Realty. Rockdale County High School band director charged in sexual assault on a minor. Rivian Plan in limbo has locals cheering, leaders jeering. Rockdale County Board of Commissioners approves proposal for Wheeler Park Amphitheater and Smyrna Road wedding venue. Plus Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on celiac disease. These stories and more are coming up in today's edition of the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties. Please like, follow, and subscribe.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Change makers and educators. Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits. Rockdale County Public Schools is in the process of dismissing Jacquez Jones, the band director at Rockdale County High School, due to his arrest on charges related to sexual assault involving a minor. Jones, 38, faces allegations including sodomy, aggravated sexual assault, and aggravated child molestation linked to an incident at his home in Rockdale County. The incident did not occur on school property. The situation surfaced after the minor disclosed the incident to his mother, prompting an investigation by the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office, which is currently active. Jones has been with RCPS since 2018, previously worked for the Burke County Public School System. The district is now navigating the implications of these charges as the legal proceedings continue. Rivian, the electric vehicle manufacturer, has announced an indefinite pause in the construction of its proposed $5 billion megafactory in Georgia. State officials have voiced their disappointment, underscoring the expectations that Rivian will fulfill its previously stated commitments. Conversely, the halt is met with approval by local groups who had opposed the project, citing concerns over its impact. The suspension of the factory's construction brings to light the extensive incentive package that was part of Georgia's bid to secure the facility. The package includes significant tax incentives and promises of infrastructure enhancements aimed at supporting the development of the factory. Despite the pause, Rivian's CEO has reiterated the company's commitment to its operations in Georgia. However, this has not entirely alleviated concerns regarding the future of the megafactory or its implications for the region's industrial development landscape. The Rockdale County Board of Commissioners has sanctioned the development of a new amphitheater within Wheeler Park, aimed at accommodating concert series from 2025 onwards. This facility, featuring a metal roof with an estimated expense of $127,000, is designed to offer shelter to performers during events. Concurrently, the board has granted a special use permit for the establishment of outdoor recreation amenity, potentially serving as a wedding venue. The decision has prompted concerns among residents regarding potential increases in traffic and noise levels in the vicinity. Despite reassurances from county officials regarding planned site evaluations and the provision of avenues for community feedback, some residents have reported issues with communication. A faction of the community has voiced their discontent with the board's resolution, indicating plans to pursue legal challenges against the decision. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
In times of loss, Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services in Covington stands as a beacon of comfort and support. With compassion and understanding, we honor the lives of your loved ones, guiding you through every step with care and respect. Our dedicated team is here to ease the burden, offering personalized services tailored to your needs, ensuring a fitting farewell that celebrates a life well lived. At Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services, we believe in honoring traditions while embracing innovation, providing modern solutions with timeless dignity. When you walk through our doors, you become part of our family. Trust Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services to guide you with compassion and professionalism. Because saying goodbye is never easy, but with Wheeler, you're never alone. Funerals as unique as your life. Visit us online at WheelerFuneralHome.com to learn more about designing your own funeral, veteran services, and more. That's WheelerFuneralHome.com.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Rockdale County. Brought to you by Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Marcia Ann McCord, Carl Lamar Forrester, and John Hurd Sr. Tune in for the latest updates on the Community Podcast. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. In Morgan County, a scam attempt targeting a woman in her 90s was averted when she detected suspicious activity and contacted the sheriff's office. Initially, the scammer convinced her to withdraw $20,000, claiming it would safeguard her funds from a purported bank account compromise. Doubts arose during the transaction, prompting her to seek law enforcement assistance. The scammer disconnected the call as she arrived at the sheriff's office. Sheriff Robert Markley responded by securing the withdrawn money, which the woman had hidden in her yard, and ensured its return to the bank. He also alerted local banks about the scam to prevent future incidents. Additionally, the sheriff's office has issued warnings about jury duty scams circulating the area, where individuals are falsely informed of missed jury duty and instructed to make payments over the phone. The sheriff's office emphasized that it never requests money in such a manner and advises residents to report any similar experiences. The Madison Morgan Cultural Center is currently hosting Enhancing History, the Beauty of the Land and Spaces of the South, a photographic exhibition by Emily Jenkins Followill. This exhibit, which runs until May 10th, showcases over 40 images that capture the architectural and natural beauty of the South, with a particular focus on Morgan County, where Followill has familial ties. The photographs, reflecting a deep appreciation for historical preservation amid modern developments, provides a visual exploration of the region's heritage and landscapes. In addition to the framed photographs, the exhibition features signed copies of Followill's book, The Southern Rustic Cabin, offering further insight into her work and the themes of history and progress. This event contributes to the ongoing dialogue about conservation and development in Morgan County, presenting a professional and factual perspective on the subject. We'll be back in a moment.
Get ready to swing into spring at the 43rd Annual Conyers Cherry Blossom Festival March 23rd and 24th at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers. Join us in the vibrant colors of pink and green as we celebrate the beauty of cherry blossoms. Wear your best outfits and be ready to dazzle the judges for a chance to get pinked and win fantastic prizes. Bring the whole family. Our super fun children's area features rock wall inflatables. And look out for the pink dragon Sakura, the festival mascot, and kids can help create the rock castle Caterpillar in Sakura's garden, and crowd favorites like the Ultimate Air Dog Show, the return of the Tap Chat booth, and live music from Joe Lasher Jr. and Caitlin Baker, presented by Ingles Markets. Also enter the raffle to win a wooden port swing provided by featured vendor Lashley Woodcrafts. The 43rd Annual Cherry Blossom Festival, March 23rd and 24th at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free, parking $10, card only. All the info is at ConyersCherryBlossomFest.com.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. While you may see all sorts of salt for sale at Ingles, just remember, there's no health benefit to choosing a pink, gray, or sea salt or kosher salt over iodized table salt if you have high blood pressure. All salt still contains sodium, which may affect your blood pressure if you have hypertension and have been told to limit the amount of sodium you consume.
Now, here is Drew Schenken's conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on celiac's disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Peachtree Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Peachtree Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's community podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.